Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Philippians, and we're in chapter 4. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. He's our hope. So if you're rejoicing in hope, you're rejoicing in Him, okay? Because He's our hope. Oh, man, we need Jesus. And I think that's something to get happy about. Yeah, tell me more. I need to remember. I need to get back there. I need to think about that. Because sometimes we don't know. It's what I'm saying about chapter 3. We don't know He can be accessed. We don't know He's standing right there. And we have to exercise those muscles. And so I say to you, He says we're to be rejoicing in hope, and He is our hope. Psalm 146, verse 2, the Bible says, "While I live, I will praise the Lord." There it is, rejoicing in hope. You're going to praise the Lord. "I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." There it is. How do I rejoice in the Lord? In being tutored is... it's like, don't let it slip off the plate, because this is good for us to remember, Paul, as well as Peter. It's good for me to put you in remembrance of these things. He says, "I will praise Him as long as I have any being." Acts chapter 5, verse 41. They departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer for His name. It's Him. It was Him. Somebody saw that we were something for Him. And that was something they could revel in. It's like, okay, wow, that's pretty cool. Somebody saw us. And yeah, we got a couple stripes, but hey, this is cool. This is cool, man. They were the Pharisees. What are we doing in the room with the Pharisees? Well, we're getting yelled at. Well, yeah, but wait a minute. Jesus was getting yelled at all the time, so we must be doing something right, right? You can rejoice. Suddenly you begin to see the continuing of God's work in our world. Let's get to that place again where we may see that, right? And we haven't had to be affiliated with Jesus, but now we almost have to be. We're not able to sneak in around the corner because the world's taking the gloves off. And if they're taking the gloves off, it's going to get to the point where maybe the believer needs to too. And when he does, guess what? Jesus will be right there for you. He'll be right there with you. Acts 16:25, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Listen to this. And the prisoners heard them. What I say, it is your joy that they're going to be drawn to. It's not going to be your theology. It's not going to be your acumen. It's not going to be your whatever. Name anything that you could think of that people would say, well, they'll like me because of whatever. You know, no. The thing that's going to draw them to us is our joy. We need to be a joyful people. You know, joy is a simple pleasure, right? It's, you know, I fear lest you be removed from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. For me, that is very easy to be, especially in the complicated days we live. But you know what? When you drill down into the things that we're seeing today, Jesus is there. He's in charge. He told us it was going to be like this. And here we are right now. We're still getting our bearings because it happened so quick. It's almost like this guy I talked to this past week. He was telling me about how he hurt his back about 10 years ago. They were in a boat and they were out on the lake. And his buddy decided what he wanted to do was take a quick turn and go over and do a little ramp off of the wave. And when he did, he didn't see it coming. And he flew up out of the boat too. When he came down, he hurt his back. Okay? Now, I want you to know it's possible for you to go through times like this. Perhaps, I would think, it seems to me, other times in my life I can bring to bear on this, but you get hurt in the change, or you hurt yourself, and then you miss a lot of opportunity, right? To laugh and enjoy the journey. It's easy to preach, isn't it? Oh, it's hard to live. We need this, because when we say it out loud, it makes us think and ponder. When you hear it, you think, oh yeah, I get that, I can see that. 1 Peter 4:13 says, "But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding..." There it is. Joy. Rejoice now, because as you rejoice now, it's kind of a down payment on the fact that one day when He's revealed, you're going to get to rejoice with exceeding joy. Because the more you see that it bubbles up, the more that you see that, the more that you'll be able to to anticipate it, begin to look for it. A couple, probably 2 years ago, we took the grandkids to Mohegan. We went into the water. And it reminded me of when I was a kid and we pulled over some stones. I said, guys, we might be able to find some, you know, crayfish or crawdads or whatever you call them. And sure enough, we did. And the kids were like, oh, look at that, look at that. You know, that's what it's like. You know, I got joy like a fountain in my soul, in my soul. Well, that's what we're supposed to have. And that's what we want to go for. But we have control over it. He says, you must rejoice in the Lord. That's imperative. I'm saying, you must. There it is. Responsibility on my part. Oh, okay. I gotta take this one by the horns, right? It's like, you know, stir up the gift of God that's within you. Be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. Those are not passive things. These are things we have control over. So he tells us we must do it. He says, and again, I say, you must rejoice. And then he says in verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Now, when you read that, our word, I don't know where it got commandeered, but the word moderation somehow has been related to people's drinking. Oh, I drink in moderation. What? I don't even know what that means according to the words here. Because if I start here, that doesn't fit. Because what he's talking about here is he's talking about the word epieikos. And the word eikos has the idea of a copy of something. You know, like icons, that's used for idolatry. Icons, and we have the idea of epi, which means upon the faintness. You know, what he's saying is, rejoice in the Lord, let your moderation, the faintness of Christ that's seen through you, be known to all men. They're going to ask you. Yeah, Peter thought so anyway, right? Be ready to give an answer to every man who asks you for a reason for the hope that's within you. Okay, so anticipating, somebody might even ask that. I guess it's busy, it's fun, and there's a lot to do and distract, but back when everybody still, you know, only could get a bath whenever they could get a bath, you know, and things were tough, and you had to always be working on the land, you didn't see people, and suddenly you're coming into town, and you're whistling, and they've got nothing to do. What's wrong with him? You know, they're miserable, because they're hot and sweaty, but you're doing all right, you know, because you said, God, I thank you for my food, I thank you for the rain on my field, and you came home each night knowing that he was going to take care of you. You weren't worried. You know? Let your moderation, the faintness of a copy. You're just a copy of Jesus. You're to be followers of Jesus. Mimetai. Mimic. The idea here is that you want to let what you see be known to all men. That's the idea. Let your moderation be known. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's your hope. That's your side of the equation. Faith is your side of the equation. It's under you. It's what holds you up. And it's the evidence of things not seen to the world. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. So you and I want to have joy. Love, joy, peace. He's going to get to peace here in a minute, but for right now, he's telling them, let your moderation be known to all men. When you understand the word moderation, you understand also, people have come up with different ways of explaining it. Some have translated it sweet reasonableness. It sounds nice, but I like the idea of the faintness of a copy. I can see that. That makes sense to me because I know what I'm trying to do in my life is to let Jesus be known in my life. I want him to be seen. I may not do it very well, but I want him to be. I want him to be. It's there. You know, like Paul says in Romans 7, he just talks about wanting to do right and not doing it or whatever. And he fights and there's a battle going on. And then the other person would translate it, patience. Let your patience be known to all men. Yeah, the Greek word, abiding under, you're going through a hard time. Maybe that would be appropriate because, yeah, it's hard. But here's the thing. In the context, he's talking to us about rejoicing in the Lord. And as he does, he says, let your moderation, let your joy, because that's what he's hoping is on the table now. Let your joy be known to all men. And they're going to, why? And you're going to tell them about the one who makes you able to be joyful in spite of this crazy world. I've been encouraged to hear other speakers and leaders in Christendom on the radio say how hard it is for them, how they're getting angry right now and they're realizing it. You heard this? I mean, this is amazing because it is angry. Because we have a flesh that is vested down here. We want our country to be okay. And it's not okay right now. It's kind of tough. It's changed, and it's changing, and maybe it will never be the same. I don't know. But I'm realizing I need this tonight. I need rejoice in the Lord. I need to find that, because that's the priority, not the other, because I'm a Christian first. That's first order. James says, and I'm going to pick up a couple other things. He says this. He says, let your moderation be known. The idea is let them experience it. In other words, the word know here is not the word to see it. Okay? It's not eidon, to see it. It's the word to experience it. In other words, you're going to tell them about it in such a way that maybe they'll feel it. You know how you can put yourself in somebody else's shoes and feel how they feel? You want them to feel what you're feeling. I found it fascinating when I was working with this one guy at a length during the corona crisis. Every day we'd go in and we'd talk about things, and then I began to tell him some stories from the Lord and all the things, and I was telling him about it as well with my soul, that him, and he just smiled like a little child. You know, he's an older guy, he's in his 50s, but he smiled like a little kid when he heard the story behind him. Man, somebody had something. And you could see that he felt it, even though he wasn't somebody who was walking with God at all. He knew about God. He had been brought up there, but he had never made choices that facilitated much being contributed to that. So he wants you to let your moderation be known, felt, and experienced unto all men. And what is it? What is it? The Lord is our hope, right? What does it say here? Verse 5, the Lord is at hand. Why are you joyful? Why do you have it? It's because Jesus is coming, okay? I mean, do you really feel it? Have there been moments where you've been taking a little inventory of what's going on out there in the world? And you're walking along and you're thinking, he could come today. You know, you're just like, he could come today. He could come today. Okay, he could. Because all he's got to do is just pull us out of here and there is no more salt and the world can just have it. But we know. We know that there's a little something in God that may make us last here a little bit. Long-suffering, but not willing any should perish. But it's getting pretty bad out there. So I think, man, it's been impressed upon my heart. He could come today. He says, the Lord is at hand. And when you see that, you can connect it to other passages. James 5, 8, and 9 says, be ye also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth at the door. And the word condemned has the idea of self-condemned, because he's talking to brethren. He's not talking to the lost about being lost. He's saying, don't be self-condemned. But if you are at times self-condemned, what does the Bible say? It says, if your hearts condemn you, God is greater than your heart. So just get back up on the horse. It'll be all right. Be all right. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. So you can see where this joy comes from, right? This joy comes from Jesus. It can't come from me. Can't come from the circumstances. Can't come from other people. Other people can disappoint. Other people can let us down. Families, friends, loved ones, lost people. The law can be a difficult thing because, you know, today we don't know whose side they're on. Are they coming for us or are they coming to get us? You know, coming to help or coming to get, you know? I don't know sometimes. But as we see this passage unfolding, verse 6, he says, part of the problem you're going to have with your joy is you're going to be distracted. You'll be worried. There it is. Be careful for nothing. The idea of being careful has the idea of being distracted. It comes from a root word meaning to divide. And even beyond that, it means to disunite. Do you know what God wants? He wants us to be united in our hearts with Him. And the devil does everything he can to get out the crowbar and try to press us away from Him.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.